You know, actually, I am an unbiased third party that's been hired to conduct this, so we are not even made aware of who it is until we're completely done. So I honestly couldn't tell you because I don't know. And next, for whom would you vote for state representative between Republican Mel Gillis or Democrat Calvin Schraj from your district? Let me raise you several concerns that some people have raised about re-electing Mel Gillis as state representative, since he is the candidate with a voting record. For each one, if you will, please tell me how much it troubles you about re-electing Gillis, whether it's a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. So, for example, the first one here says Gillis voted for serious cuts in funding for our universities, which eliminated or slashed 40 academic programs for 700 students, including chemistry and physics. Gillis voted for even more drastic cuts for universities, which would have meant far worse cutbacks and damage. How much does that statement trouble you about re-electing Gillis? Would you say a great deal, quite a bit, some, or not at all? The next, even during a time of the COVID pandemic, Gillis supports the proposed cuts in the Medicaid program, which covers over 100,000 Alaskans. This provides vital health coverage to people, most of whom would otherwise be uninsured. Their costs for ER visits to the hospital would be paid by the U.S., and disease will spread more if they couldn't go to the doctor. Would you say this bothers you a great deal, quite a bit, somewhat, or not at all? The next, big government already intrudes too much into our lives and our privacy. Gillis wants to make abortion a crime, even if pregnancy threatens a woman's health. So he would put some doctors, including some women, in prison. He wants to deny a woman her constitutional right to make that most personal decision with her doctor, her face. Would you say, how much does that statement trouble you about reelecting Gillis? A great deal, quite a bit, somewhat, or not at all? And the next, Gillis voted for the large cuts in the marine highway system. This hurts tourism and the shopping of groceries to panhandle communities. It especially hurts Alaskans who need to see family, attend school, or get medical treatment. Again, how much does that statement trouble you about reelecting Gillis? A great deal, quite a bit, some, or not at all? And Gillis pretends to be concerned about the COVID pandemic, but he and those in charge in Juneau have left most of the federal COVID relief money for sitting unspent in Juneau rather than getting it out into our communities where we really need it. The state has actually distributed less than $30 million of the $260 million federal dollars allocated for the pandemic relief, and if they don't distribute it soon, they will have to send it back to Washington, D.C. Would you say this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, some, or not at all? And Gillis voted to entirely eliminate the state's senior benefits program, which pays cash to our 11,000 poorest elderly in Alaska. These are the most frail and disabled senior citizens among us. He also supported Dunleavy's huge price increase on Pioneer Homes residents for seniors. Would you say this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, some, or not at all? And the last one here says, at a time when we most need to support our schools, parents, and students, Gillis voted to totally eliminate state funding for Head Start, parents as teachers, online libraries, and live homework helps with online tutoring. These are just the kind of vital programs we need to help families survive with online learning. Would you say this troubles you a great deal, quite a bit, some, or not at all? Thinking about both candidates, once again, given the information that you've heard, for whom would you vote if the state representative were between Republican Mel Gillis or Democrat Calvin Schraj? What doubts or concerns do you have about reelecting Mel Gillis as state representative? And I will be recording your answer verbatim, so do try to speak slowly and clearly for me. We'll include your responses with those of your friends and neighbors, and hopefully we can use that data to at least get done what the community would like done. And we really appreciate you participating and being a part of that.